Shalom to all. Today we're going to read Shalom Yuma, Perek Hey, Halacha Beis, and the Oz Bazar Tzuris Daf is on Lamed Aleph Amad Aleph, and the article Tzuris Daf is on Lamed Dalet Amad Aleph, and today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marshmallow Sar Bas Biyaka Moshe, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Then we continue discussing the Avodah of the Ketores of the Kohen Gadol. Remember, we had said that he walks through the Heichal into the Kodesh Kedoshim. According to the Chachamim, there's a double Parayches dividing the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim. According to Bezit, there's only one. So the Mishnah tells us, Hachitsoina, Prufim and Adarim, Apinimis and Atzafain, the outer of the two Parayches was folded over from the south, and the inner one was folded over from the north. And remember our directions, south is the left side and north is the right side. So that means, according to the Chachamim, the opening of the Parayches to get into the Kodesh Kedoshim was on the left side of the Heichal. So the Kohen Gadol would walk over there, Umahalach Beneyen, and he would walk in between the two Parayches, Ad Shemigil Tzafayin, until he got to the northern part, that's the right side. Higil Tzafayin, once he got to the right side, he's now standing on the right side of the Kodesh Kedoshim. So Vahavach Panav L'Darim, he now turned his face towards the south. Now Halach L'Smaili Ima Parayches, he walked on his left with the Parayches. In other words, his left hand side, his left shoulder, is up against the Parayches. Ad Shemigil Arin, until he reaches the Arin. Higil Arin, once he reaches the Arin, Nasan Samachta Ben Shnei Abadim, he places the pan of coals in between the two poles of the Arin. Tzares HaKetores Agabi Gecholim, he would then heap the Ketores on top of the coals, and then the Ketores starts burning, Nesmalei Bayis Ashan, and then the whole house fills up with smoke. Yatzu Ubali Derech Nisasai, he would go out and come the same way he came in. Mispal Tefila Ketzara, he would then daven a short tefila. V'loy HaYimarech, he would not elongate this tefillah, Shalala Havis Yisrael, so as not to get the Yidden worried. They want to know what happened with him. As we know from the Gemara, there was many situations where the Kohen Gadol wasn't right, and he died in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and so as not to get them nervous, he would daven a short tefillah, and then he would go back out to them. Says the Gemara, Tanu Yev Abraisa, Minah Menorah Vila Darim, Hayi Nechnas, Devar Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that he would walk into the Kodesh Kedoshim from the Menorah and south. We know that Menorah was on the south, or the left side of the Heichal, and so according to Rav Meir, the path that he would walk from the entrance of the Heichal to the Kodesh Kedoshim was basically by hugging the left wall of the Heichal, walking in between the menorah and the wall, and then it was a straight line right to the entrance by the first curtain. Now Rabbi Yossi says that no, min ha-shulchan v'latzafen ha-yinichnas, he would go from the shulchan in the north. The shulchan is in the right side or the north of the Heichal, and the reason why Rabbi Yossi holds this is because remember Rabbi Yossi holds that there was only one parayches, and the opening of that parayches, says Rabbi Yossi, was in the north. Therefore, he was walking along the north of the Heichal in between the shulchan and the wall in order to get to the Kodesh Kedoshim that way. Now, listen, I tell you, those that teach, he would go in between the Mizbeach Hazav and the Menorah. Let's remember the Mizbeach Hazav was situated in the middle of the Heichal. So according to this Tana, he would walk in between the Mizbeach Hazav and the Menorah. And the reason why he wouldn't walk in between the Menorah and the wall is so as not to get his clothing dirty from the soot or from the ashes of the Menorah, as if he's staying a little bit further away from it by walking in between the Mizbeach Hazav and the Menorah. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Mahalch Benema Achu Magil Atzafain. He would walk in between them, meaning in between the two Parachas, until he reached the north. Says the Gemara, Doicha Kaya Batzila Yadav, he would push the parechas aside a little bit with his elbows, kedish leisra parechas, so that the parechas shouldn't burn. Remember, he's holding a pan of boiling hot coals in his hand, so he wants to make sure that he doesn't burn the parechas down. Think of our quotes, Mishnah, Gila Tzafin, Vavach Panal Darim. We clarify, Chazer Hayel HaChayrav, he would start walking back to where he came from, kedish leisra kimafsia bein abadim, so it shouldn't look like he's stepping on or over the badim, the poles of the aron, so he'd shift himself a little bit backwards. Ask the Gemara, Ketzeru Isa, how did he actually physically do the avad of the ketores? Because remember, he has the pan of coals in one hand, he has the ketores in the other hand, and right now the questioner is understanding that he actually has to scoop the ketores with his hands and put it on the coals. He can't just take the spoon of the ketores and dump it onto the coals. He has to scoop it out. Now, how does he do that? Because he has the pan, he has the coals, his hands aren't free to scoop out the ketores. So Amar Chanina, he answers, and pay attention to the gears of change here, Meniach es hamachta ba'aretz, he places the pan of coals on the ground, Vizarka ba'avir, and then he throws the ketores up in the air, kind of like you flip an egg that's on the griddle. He throws it up in the air, quickly puts down the spoon, and then Vikulta, he catches it in his hands, and that way he now has a ketores in his hands and he's able to put it on the machta. We take out this next word machta, it's not part of the girsa. So that's answer number one. Laman alpha and base on top, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says he's answer number two, by the baragloi, he holds it with his feet. In other words, he has the pan in one hand and then he holds or he balances the spoon of ketores in between his feet, and that way he's able to pour it into his hands, which then can be put on the pan. Now Amar Biachan says that no, Ma'ar Misach Hakaf, that he simply pours it directly from the spoon, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he doesn't have to have the k'tiras in his hands and put it on the coals like that. He could just pour it from the spoon onto the coals. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's actually pretty easy. Now, what happens next? The smoke then goes straight up like a palm tree. Then it spreads out and comes down. He would go out and come the same way that he came. The Gemara clarifies, this is necessary to say only in Shitas Rabbi Yossi, who holds that there was only one paroiches, and the main entrance of this paroiches was from the north, the right-hand side of the Heichal. It's in his Shita that the Mishnah has to say that the Kohen Gadol leaves the same way that he came. And that's because, according to Rabbi Yossi, the paroiches wasn't folded over. That's because any Kohen which is in the Heichal would be able to see into the Kodesh Kedoshim. It was totally closed, meaning the edge of the paroiches reached the actual wall of the Heichal, both on the north and the south. And therefore, you might think, according to Rabbi Yossi, that the Kohen Gadol went in the north side, but maybe he leaves via the south side. And so that's what the Mishnah has to say, that no, he goes out the same way he came. But Ram Krameir, or like Krameir, Afilu Bayi Lo Yachil, even if he wanted to, he wouldn't be able to. Meaning, even if he wanted to go out the south side, he wouldn't be able to, because it was actually connected to the wall of the Heichal, and he wouldn't be able to pry it to the side. It was connected, and so it was only the folded over section that he had access via. And so it's pretty obvious, according to Krameir, which way he would go. And I would just clarify, going back to Shitas Rabbi Yossi, Lama, why is it that he shouldn't go out the south side, and he should go the same way he came? So he shouldn't turn his back to the Kodesh. In other words, he walks in from the north and then he backs up that same exact way, and he doesn't continue walking towards the south, because then his back is towards the Aron. Now we bring something similar. Ksiv, the pasuk says, "Vayavah Shlomi l'bama asher b'givon Yerushalayim," and Shlomi came to the bama that was in Givon Yerushalayim. And the problem is that Givon Yerushalayim are two different places. So, what are we talking about over here? Im Yerushalayim hayaba, if we're talking about Shlomi Melech coming from Yerushalayim to Givon, neimar mi Yerushalayim l'bama, it should just say that he went from Yerushalayim to the bama. And imi bama hayaba, if he was coming from the bama in Givon, going back home to Yerushalayim, so neimar mi bama Yerushalayim hayaba, say that he was coming from the bama to Yerushalayim. What's this lashon in the pasuk of asher b'givon Yerushalayim? So Rosh Hashanah of Dama, he explains that we're talking about Shlomo leaving the bama after bringing karbanos, and he was going back to Yerushalayim. However, labama hayaba, it's as if he was going to the bama shloi liten acharev l'kodesh, so his back shouldn't be to the kodesh. In other words, he was going backwards. So at any point in time, if you would freeze frame what Shlomo Melech was doing, it would look like he's going towards the bama, and that's lashon in this pasuk. Now we go back to the Mishnah and continue explaining. We said we mispal tefila katsara, that he damas a short tefila. What does he damas a short tefila? Bebeis achitzain, in the outer bias, in other words, in the heichal, in the kodesh, not in the kodesh kedoshim, he damas a short tefila. What is this tefila? V'kaychay tefila shekohen gadol b'yom kippur mitzeis b'sholom in a kodesh. This is tefila kohen gadol yom kippur, when he left the kodesh in a state of peace and nothing happened, he would say yiratzim fenech Hashem l'kenu l'kav esenu shaloi seitzei aleinu galus, that there shouldn't be a gzeira of galus on us. Lo b'yom hazeh, not in this day. V'lo b'shana zayis, not in this year. And v'im yotzei aleinu galus b'yom hazeh b'shana zayis, if there's going to be some sort of gzeira of galus on this day or in this year, tehei galusenu l'makom shel Torah, our galus should at least be to a place of Torah. And yiratzim fenech Hashem l'kenu l'kav esenu shaloi yetzei aleinu chisaron, that there shouldn't be any lacking on us. We shouldn't lose any money. Lo b'yom hazeh, v'lo b'shana zayis. And v'im yotzei aleinu chisaron b'yom hazeh b'shana zayis, yehei chesroninu b'chesron shel mitzvos. If there should be any lacking of money that we're going to have, it should be through mitzvahs, that we spend money on mitzvahs. And yiratzim fenech Hashem l'kenu l'kav esenu shetei hashana zayis shana zayil. It should be a year of cheap, affordable prices. Shnas soiva, a year of satisfaction. Shnas masu maton, a year of business. Shnas geshuma, a year of rain. Ushchunu tulula, but also with sun and shade. Shaloi tzarcham chayisrael eilu leilu, and also that your nation shouldn't need each other. Va'al tifnal tefilas yetzei drachem, and also please don't pay attention to the tefila of the people who are on the way, that when it starts raining and it's very uncomfortable and inconvenient to travel in the rain, so they daven, Hashem, please help it stop raining. Don't listen to them, because we need the rain. Now, Rabban Kisar and Oimrin, the Rabban Kisar say that the Kohen Gadol also says, V'al amcha Yisrael, and for your nation Yisrael, Shaloi agbi Yisrael zuha gabzu, that they shouldn't try to hold authority one over another and show that I'm more chashev and be overbearing one over another. And while Anshe HaSharon HaYomer, regarding the people who live in the Sharon, he would say, Yiratzim fenech Hashem l'kenu l'kav esenu, shaloi asu batein kivrein, that their houses shouldn't be their graves. That's because there was a lot of floods over there, a lot of rain, and their houses often would sink or collapse, and so he davened for them as well regarding this. The Mishnah then said, V'lohei Marech, he would not daven a long tefillah, shaloi l'haviz Yisrael, so as not to scare the Yidin. And Ma'aseh Echad, there was a story with the Kohen Gadol, Sheherech, that he had a long tefillah, V'gamru l'ikonis acharav, and they decided that they're going to go in after him to see what happened. And Amru, they said, the Shimon HaTzadik, he was actually Shimon HaTzadik. And Amru, they told him, Lama Rechta, why'd you daven such a long tefillah? Amru, so he told him, Mispal Yisrael Mikdash El Kechem Shlei Charev, I was davening for the Mikdash that it shouldn't be destroyed. Amru, they told him, Afal Pikin, even so, Lai Yisrael Tzar Chlarech, you shouldn't have daven such a long tefillah. Now, a little bit about Shimon HaTzadik. Abraham Shana Shimon Shimon HaTzadik as Yisrael Bakun Nigdaila. For 40 years, Shimon HaTzadik served as the Kohen Gadol, and Bishana Achroina, in the last year, Amru, he told them, Bishana Azaisani Meis, I'm going to die this year. Amru, they told him, How do you know that? So Ramalani told them, every single year when I go into Kodesh Kodashim, there's an elderly one, lavash levanim, wearing white, va'atav levanim, and wrapped in white, nichnasim, he goes in with me, v'yotzeimi, and he goes out with me. But b'shana hazu, and this year, nichnasimi v'lo yotzeimi, he went in with me, but he did not go out with me, and I realized that I'm not going to live this year. Now, b'an kumir b'vo, they asked in front of b'vo, v'ksev, the pasuk says, v'chol adam lo yeh ba'ayel ma'ed, b'vayel chaper b'kodesh hatzeisai, no man, no adam, is allowed to be in the oil ma'ed when he goes into mechaper in the kodesh, meaning in the kodesh kodashim, adzeisai, until he leaves. That means that no kain is allowed to be in the heichal when the kain gadol goes in the kodesh kodashim. It's not just a human adam, afilu oisin shekasev bahen udmus pneim pnei adam lo yeh ba'ayel ma'ed. Even about those which it says that the face looks like the face of a man, they're also not allowed to be in the oil ma'ed, which means even a malach is not allowed to be in the heichal when the kain gadol goes in the kodesh kodashim. So how can the malach be there when Shimon HaTzadik went in? So Amalani told them, ma amrli dehava barnash, who says that he was a person? Ani amar kodesh baruch hu haya, I say that it was Hashem. In other words, Shimon HaTzadik had this vision of Hashem coming in with him, and it wasn't even a malach. And continuing on with halacha gimel, speaking about one particular prat of the previous mishnah where we had said that the kohen gadol, when he goes to the kodesh kedashim, walks in between the poles of the aron. So the mishnah tells us mishinita l'aron, when the aron was taken, meaning when it was nignaz, when it was hidden away at the end of the first base of mikdash, even ha'isa shami mais hanavim arishayim, there was a stone there in the kodesh kedashim from the days of the early nevi'im. This is referring to David and Shlaima Melech, who shsiya ha'isa nikris, is called the even shsiya gevayim in arts shalosh etzbayis. It was three etzbayis, three fingers above the ground. Ve'aleh hayu naisein, that was what the aron was placed on. Even when the aron was taken off of it, at least the place of the aron was still there. Says the Gemara, we have a brisa. Achaloni tel aron, hayinechas v'yetzei la'arish al aron. Before the aron was taken away, he was able to go in and out of the kodesh kedashim because of the light of the aron that was shining, so that provided him light. But mishani tel aron, once the aron was taken away, hayimegashiv nechas megashiv yetzei, he had to kind of feel his way in and out because there was no light there. Now Omer Biyachan Riachan explains, lomenekashma even shasiya. Why is the stone called the even shasiya? That's because shemimeno hush saha olam. This is from where the world began. This is where it was founded. It started from there, and then everything was, so to speak, added on to this stone. Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, and then the rest of the world. And Tanur Bchi also teaches, Lo Menikra Evan Shesiya, why is it called Evan Shesiya? Shemimeno Hushsa Olam. And where do we get this from? Because Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Mizmer La'asaf, Kel Elikim Hashem Diber Vayikra Eretz. That Hashem spoke and called forth the Eretz. Lan Bez Amar Alfa on top. And then the next Pasuk says, Mitzin Michal Yoifi Elikim Ayfiya, that from Tzion, a Michal Yoifi, which means in a way, perfect beauty, Hashem appeared. Va'im, then another Pasuk says, Lachain, therefore, Hinini Yisad B'tzion Oven V'Gaimer, I've set or laid down a stone for Tzion. And the pasuk continues saying, Evan Beichain Pinas Yikras Musad, which basically is calling this stone the foundation stone. It's the Yisoid. And so we see from here that we have this concept of the Evan Shesiya, the stone, which is the Yisoid, the foundation, the beginning of the world. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.